Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 18th. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 28 degrees. The visibility is 1 mile, and the wind chill is 21 degrees. We want to remind everybody one more time that Norton Community Schools USD 211 and Northern Valley Schools USD 212 have both canceled classes today for all students and staff. Also, we want to remind you that the Norton Senior Center will be closed today. This is all due to the current weather conditions, and we are continuing to be under a winter storm warning until midnight tonight. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The bank that cares, your community bank of Oberlin and Norton. It is 8:05. Time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Skimmers have been found on gas pumps in Kansas. Mark Wilson has more.
Buyer beware. Throughout Kansas, credit card skimmers have been being found inside local gas pumps. This makes them virtually impossible to see. Law enforcement recommends that we all look to see if the lock has any visible damage or if the gas pump door appears to have been pried open, and double-check the safety seals near the lock and make sure they're intact and have not been tampered with. If you see a suspicious-looking pump, do not use your credit card in the pump and notify the gas station employee immediately.
Governor Laura Kelly proclaimed January as Radon Action Month in Kansas, and you're urged to test homes, schools, and work sites for radon. That's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the U.S. and the first in people who have never smoked. Radon is naturally occurring. It can emanate from soil and become a health hazard when concentrated inside homes, schools, and businesses. There's more at KansasRadonProgram.org. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced $50 million will fund a second round of projects under the Building a Stronger Economy, or BASE, grant program. Base 2.0 will continue addressing infrastructure and economic development needs that were delayed or slowed due to COVID-19 in an effort to expand the state's base of businesses and residents. The additional funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee and approved by the State Finance Council in December. Previous applicants that were not funded in Round 1 will be considered for Base 2.0 and don't need to reapply unless they would like to submit a new application. The awardees from the first round are not eligible for a Base 2.0 award. The Commerce Department received more than 440 applicants requesting more than $1 billion in identified projects during Base 1 for the available $100 million funding. This new round will follow the same regulations established for the first round, including the requirement that awardees provide a 25% match. The Base 2.0 grant application process opened on Tuesday, January 3rd, and the deadline for submissions will be 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, January 31st. Applicants can contact Commerce Spark at ks.gov for any questions regarding the funding opportunity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food insecurity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture was awarded a $2,500,000 cooperative agreement under the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing Services Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program, and the funds will be used to purchase and distribute Kansas-grown and processed foods to underserved communities and families across Kansas through the state's existing distribution network of food banks. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th. And for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. In Nebraska news, through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has received $3.6 million as part of the COVID-19 Crisis Response Cooperative Agreement to train more nurses. Those funds will go in part to the Nebraska Nursing Student School Health Initiative, which is an initiative that aims to bring nursing students without work to K-12 schools as health staff. The Department of Health and Human Services said the program will provide these nurses with real-world experience and opportunities while improving the health of students and families. The nursing students would be assigned to a variety of schools across the state and would stay for at least one semester. During their stay, each student will learn through experience in a school setting, and the Department of Health and Human Services will also offer trainings and seminars for participants. Three Nebraska nursing programs plan to send groups of students out this semester, and in future semesters, the Department of Health and Human Services hopes to integrate more programs in schools. For more information on the Nebraska Nursing Student School Health Initiative, you can visit DHHS's website at dhhs.ne.gov. Troopers from the Nebraska State Patrol have apprehended two juveniles from Colorado after a pursuit in central Nebraska on Monday night. At approximately 9:35 p.m., a trooper observed an eastbound Nissan Pathfinder traveling on Interstate 80 at approximately 35 miles per hour. The trooper attempted a traffic stop at mile marker 276 near Kearney, but the vehicle accelerated and fled at a high rate of speed, so the trooper initiated a pursuit. The vehicle reached speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour as it fled eastbound on I-80, and another trooper was able to successfully deploy stop sticks at mile marker 288 to slow the vehicle. The suspect vehicle then exited I-80 at the Shelton interchange and began traveling northbound at slower speeds. And a short time later, the trooper was able to successfully perform a tactical vehicle intervention to bring the vehicle to a stop. The driver and passenger were taken into custody without further incident, and troopers located a firearm in the vehicle, as well as a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The driver was identified as a 13-year-old female, and the passenger was identified as an 11-year-old male, and both were placed in protective custody. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office and Shelton Police Department assisted in the incident. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 16th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department gave the weekly report and schedule for upcoming work. A bid was submitted by CGRS for tank tightness testing at the shop site, and the quote was $2,643.75. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A bid was submitted by Keyswetter Tire for 10 new truck tires, and the bid was $3,650.24 for the 8 tires. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Craig Sowards with the Norton County EMS spoke with the Commission on Staffing and Personnel Recruiting. The starting wages and recruitment were discussed, and Craig provided a proposal to the Commission for consideration. Craig also proposed a fee structure for an AEMT course to be supplemented by the county, and the cost per student is $756. After discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the $756 to the 4 current employees from Capital Outlay, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A staff retention and recruitment incentive proposal was also submitted and discussed. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the EMTB, EMTA, and EMTP increase as proposed, and the 50 cent per hour to staff members that have been employed for 5 years or more. Brian Kirk, Melody DeWitt, and Ava Harrington with the Norton County Hospital, and Ted with the Norton County Solid Waste were in to discuss biohazard bags and solid waste trash. Ted spoke about continued disposal of biohazard bags at the Norton County Solid Waste site, and several photos of the disposal bags and contents were reviewed. Brian stated that the hospital is 100% committed to making any corrections, and the hospital staff gave the commission a sample of the bags that they are using for biohazard material. As pointed out by the hospital staff, certainly not all bags identified in the photos were hospital bags. The staff also reported that the facility will be going to clear bags in the near future, and Brian reported that the hospital staff has been fully educated on the use and disposal of biohazard bags. Ted spoke with the commission about the Kansas Department of Health and Environment permit renewing process. The documentation is due the 1st of August, and this year the county documents were late due to various reasons. The commission discussed notifying all involved with the process and the deadline dates. Wanda Vincent, the Norton County Register of Deeds, provided the 2022 annual report. In 2022, a total of 439 deeds were recorded, 174 mortgages, and 501 documents classified as other. A total deposit to the clerk and treasurer tech fund was given, as well as the Heritage Trust Fund. Mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for signature, and upon review, the vouchers were signed and approved as submitted. A discussion was held on the membership dues to the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to join at the platinum rate of $1,200 annually, and the motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the January 9, 2023 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Terry Nelson spoke with the commission about a concern on Road H. Terry stated that on Road H, there's a bridge that the county moved all of the gravel off of last week, and he has concern with the trucks breaking down the bridge. So the county commission will check into why the gravel has been removed. Terry also spoke with the commission about requesting a stop on the intersection of H and E14. Pinco Engineering will be contacted to do the engineering study. Rob Lawson then joined the meeting at the commission's request. The commission questioned Rob about the bridge on Road H to see if he was aware of the concern, and Rob stated to the commission that the county crew removed the material in order to do maintenance, and he stated that when the deck is fixed, the top material will be returned. The meeting was then adjourned until January 23rd of 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, snow, possibly mixed with freezing drizzle, and becoming all snow after 9 a.m. There'll also be some patchy blowing snow after 1 p.m. with a high near 29 and blustery with a northeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Our chance of precipitation today is 100% with little or no ice accumulation expected, and total daytime snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches are possible. For tonight, snow is likely, mainly before midnight, and patchy blowing snow between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. Should be cloudy tonight with a low around 18 and blustery with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation tonight is 70% with new snow accumulation of less than an inch. On Thursday, it should be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 34, and on Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 11. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 32. On Saturday, a 30% chance of snow, otherwise mainly 30% chance of snow mainly before 7 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 34. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 34. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 32, and on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Currently, with mist and drizzle conditions, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is east at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 28 degrees. The current visibility is 1 mile, and the wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We do want to remind everybody one last time that both Norton Community Schools USD 211 and Northern Valley Schools USD 212 have canceled classes for the day for all students and staff due to the weather. And also, the Norton Senior Center will be closed today due to the inclement weather. And we are continuing to be under a winter storm warning until midnight. We want to thank the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:23.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is in the midst of another MVP season at only the age of 27, and head coach Andy Reid met with the media. He discussed how this season he has been so impressed with Patrick Mahomes' ability to do a change from players to coaches in the system, and just what he has seen the young quarterback do going through this year.
I think he's done a great job of working with change. That was something that he didn't have to worry about for a few years there. So all of a sudden his coach leaves, position coach, new one comes in, he works with that. All of a sudden his receiving core, for the most part, except for McCole, they leave, new group comes in. And he didn't flinch on it, he didn't complain, he didn't, you know, run up to Veach and go, what are we doing, you know, that type of, that's not what he did. He just said, I understand, let's go. And that's my hat goes off to him for doing that, and then playing at the level he's playing at, and those guys are playing at, tremendous.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Caster.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, a strong upper-level low-pressure system enclosed low is lifting northeast out of the central Rockies into the central high plains of southeastern Colorado. Moisture was coming in ahead of that, and we're seeing a wide variety of precipitation. A big change from northwestern Kansas to areas further south. In the northwestern part of the state, a winter storm warning continues in effect, accumulating snowfall in areas like Goodland, Oberlin, also Colby, and in St. Francis. Just to the south of that, a winter weather advisory is in effect for portions of north central and west central Kansas, where freezing rain is more likely. Again, that winter storm warning with a high in the upper 20s and accumulating snow in northwestern Kansas today. Rain mixed with freezing rain, sleet and snow, even a rumble of thunder in north central Kansas with a high in the mid 30s. In northeastern Kansas, occasional rain today with a high in the mid-40s. Southwestern Kansas, our high today in the upper 30s. South central Kansas, rain and a few thunderstorms. Breezy today with a high in the upper 50s. Rain in southeastern Kansas with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets had been mostly in the green for the overnight, but corn and soybeans developing some weakness in the past hour. March corn up 1¾ at 687. May up 2 at 684¾. December unchanged, 603¾. March soybeans up 1¼ at 1541. May up 0.25 at 1537¾. November is now down 3¼ at 13. 1390. Firmness remains in the wheat complex. Kansas City March up 8.5, 864 and a quarter. May up 9, 858 and a quarter. July up 8 and 3 quarters, 851 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat March up 5.5, 757 and a quarter. May up 5 and a quarter, 764 and a quarter. July up 5 and a quarter at 766 and a quarter. Dow futures up 63 points. Crude oil up $1.63 a barrel. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee